When speaking of her writing in 1903, Ellen White stated, "I cannot at my own impulse take up a work and launch into it. I have to be impressed by the Spirit of God. I cannot write unless the Holy Spirit helps me. Sometimes I cannot write at all. Then again, I am aroused at 11, 12, and 1 o'clock, and I can write as fast as my hand can move over the paper." Upon moving to Australia in 1896, Ellen White was already recognized for some of her works, but her most famous and beloved book, The Desire of Ages, was yet to be finished. In this writing room, you will find the typical writing implements Mrs. White would have used as she sat in the sunshine, her helpers beside, and by the inspiration given to her, composed those well-known words. If housebound, Mrs. White could be found here, sat at her desk with her editors. As you can see from the copies of every book she wrote displayed in the cabinet, she had plenty of wisdom to share. She penned these words at the time. "As soon as I take my pen in hand, I am not in darkness as to what to write. It is as plain and clear as a voice speaking to me. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go." With such instruction, The Desire of Ages was completed, and today this room stands testament to the words which have inspired, comforted, taught, and guided Adventists across the world. As Mrs. White prepared to leave Australia and her Sunnyside home, she penned the following words about how we are to receive her writings. "I speak the words of the Lord with the authority that he gives me, and then I leave the matter in his hands, knowing that I have done my duty. This I must do, whether men will hear or whether they will forbear, but I am not to speak words of my own, lest I weaken the testimony that God gives me."